Oh, shit.
Hey everybody, we got dates. We got dates. Ontario Improv, March 10th. You missed it. It's sold out. Look at this grin. Look at this grin. Maybe we'll add a second show. Probably not. I'm so tired. You'll see. You'll see. Indianapolis, low tickets. Fort Wayne sold out. Second show added. Second show. Louisville, Kentucky. First show sold out. Second show added. What's up? Cincinnati, Ohio, low tickets. Toledo, Ohio. Still a lot of tickets. Go get them. Go get them. Albuquerque, New Mexico. San Antonio, three shows sold out. Fourth show added. Grand Rapids, Hartford, Albany, Syracuse, Los Angeles. Netflix is a joke. Sold out, son. I know I'm not. Whatever. I'm bragging. It feels good. It's good. It's a new good feeling. I was used to, like, not so sold out. San Diego, second show added. That's for sure low tickets. First show sold out. San Diego, May 16th. Burbank, June 1st. Tempe, Arizona, June 13th, 14th, 15th. San Jose, Richmond, Virginia. Spokane, just added. Des Moines, Iowa, already low tickets in August. That's dope. Omaha, Portland, Oregon. You've been asking, I'm coming. August 7th, Portland, Oregon. Where am I at? Tacoma, Washington, just added. Hasbro Heights, New Jersey, just added. Tampa, Orlando. These are all just added. The next four: Greensboro, North Carolina; Charlotte, North Carolina; Detroit, Michigan; Fort Worth, Texas; Dallas, adjacent; Chicago, Kansas City. Tickets at CraigConan.com. I know that was a lot of dates, but I got diaper bills. I better be saying them correctly now. I better be saying them. I'll give you banana. Give you. I am Los Angeles based. Oh, shit. What happened there? I'm LA based. Everybody ask. I'm always at the Comedy Store and the Hollywood Improv and Long Beach Laugh Factory. Local spots. And yeah, that's it. This is a hoot. I am high off my rocker in the beginning. But you can't tell. Anyways, have fun. Laugh. I'll see you soon. I'll see you at a city near you. Namaste. More dates coming always. I've been touring for 4 years now. It's never going to stop. I love it. Thank you. Bye-bye. Look at that. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you. Are you rolling?
Yes.
We'll start right there. Look at that. I was in my masochistic self. Or I just keep saying masochist. That wasn't Ross form. That was me in my Ross form. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
No, I'm not, Chris. Don't don't give me your pity. I'm off my rocker. I know I am. I have a kid, and it's so much work. I thought it was work before. Are you kidding me? This guy's teaching me patience. I don't want no patience. I'm like, wipe your own ass. This guy, he's 3 weeks old. Get up already. Holy shit. Nino. And make sure I look good. Gotta spread the hair out. It's all greasy. I have fair hair. Fair hair. Who has fair hair? Craig has fair hair. A lot of men have fair hair. I think that's all the chemicals in the air. They're spraying us. Don't you go. Don't start. No, we'll keep it positive. Dude, I have been listening to indigenous music out the fucking ass. We'll provide the link. Ayahuasca, Icaros, Sweetgrass. And I tell you what, I don't want to pick up my pistol as much. You know what I'm saying? You guys, listen to tribal shit. Yeah, I'm off the reservation. I'm going to get a flute. This is Sweetgrass. I got it at Motosco Trading Co. in Orange, California. It's good stuff. And I wish I brought a seashell. It's all right. Look at that. I'm a MacGyver. I got this. Did you get that in the shot?
No.
It's all right. It's okay. I just threw it in a trash can. But like the right way. It's sweet grass. It's holy grass. I know that's rude, but I'm filming here. I have a show to put on. What more? What do you expect me to do? I'm sorry, Holy Spirits. I respect you. Thank you for my son. I've been smoking the reefer. Can you tell? Can you tell? This son of a bitch that I love, my spinal cord. The hippie down the way with the organic weed was in town. So I was like, I'm going to get homie an ounce. And then I was like, don't you smoke it, Craig. Okay. Are you fucking nuts? My son, I got to wipe shit. I got shit under my fingers now. Not even my shit. Somebody else's shit. Not even from the Laugh Factory. That was a different turd. That was something. That was something awful. I tell you what. Boy, I'm all over the place. ADHD. Dude, today I got up at 6 and I did 4 loads of laundry. I had to get my place ready for my son. I've been taking care of baby mama, moving her from the hood to the beach. I don't want to move myself ever again, or her, anybody. And I don't give a shit. I hate it. I hate it. Just taking carload at the carload. Have you ever tried to move with a 3-week-old child? It's not recommended. I'm broken. I fractured. This kid has killed me. I give up, God. Holy shit. You know, parents, when you look at them and they just have that war look on their head, I get everything. Like, you try to be all perfect. No plastics, wool only. Now I'm feeding them credit cards. I don't give a shit. Quiet down, kid. You want McDonald's poison? No, he's 3 weeks. He's getting tit mail. We haven't come to that yet. I'm just saying, I understand. It's been 1 month and I go, oh yeah, I get it. I get it. I'm just over there bettering myself for him. Not even for myself anymore. I don't have it. I don't care about myself, if I'm being real honest. That's why I bear back hundreds of hoes. You're not supposed to say that, Craig. But now that it's for him, I'm like, oh shit. I better strap it up. No, I just find myself catching my anger more. I'm like, he's going to download it. Just like you downloaded it. Break the cycle. I don't want to. It's so hard. Who wrote this game? Ether, God, universe. Ouchie, God. Talk about, right when I thought I was getting to some smooth sailing, I had a child. Oh, God, I just love mountains and obstacles. That's nothing. Time out. I got a lot to learn, okay? Time out. Just conversations with God. That's what I do all the time. Help me. Whew. Today, I got up at 6 and rolled the joint. First things first. I have a child now. I'm dying. Let's take care of the self. I can't take care of him if I don't take care of me. Hey now, you're a rock star. My brain is like a ping pong ball. Okay, so laundry. We did 4 loads of laundry, coffee, joint, packed merch, ordered merch, got new flyers, updated Shopify, have 3 hoodie orders to fulfill. I got a rant about this one crazy lady on Facebook. I'm about my wits end. I'll send you your fucking shirt, all right, lady? I don't know what happened. She apparently entered the address incorrectly. There was a merch incident. She's like, she hit me up. She's like, I can't believe you. This is how you treat your fans. I'm like, lady, I have a 3-week old child and a gun to my head. I'm doing my best. I do everything myself. I click print and it goes to wherever it goes. I don't fill out your address. And she apparently filled it out correctly because I went at her. She went at me and then I went at her. I didn't let my son know though. I hid it. I went in the other room. He sensed it. I'm human, son. And then, but then she filled out the right address. I clicked print and the post office just sent it over there. This address that they sent it to wasn't in our rhythm. What's that called? Communication. It was just this other. So I think the post office just fucked up and some guy was on a little too much meth. A little bit's okay. Dude, this kid's gonna get me into speed again. Who has the energy? Who has, these guys just never stop. These kids, I thought my cats were difficult. Four cats is way easier than one child. You can't leave them alone for like 3 days. You always gotta watch. Oh yeah, your neck's not strong. You're just like this fragile little egg, and you're responsible for it. You know, fucking crazy, bro. And me and my baby mama get along, and we're so agreeable, and we help each other out so much. She does the dishes. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. Trying to be funny. She does though. She does her dishes. And just agreeable parties that are doing the best for the child. And it's still hard. And I think of like, what if there's people at war, you know? That's crazy. Like fighting in courts over custody. And she's just like, oh, please don't get huggies. I'm like, okay. You know, like that's the extent. Whatever, just tell me what to do. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just zombified. Parents, holy shit. I now understand the saying, one and done. One and done. I see it in their eyes. No, no. But also I want like four more. But definitely it's got to be Latino. I need the family. I need an army. I need a fucking Mexican woman for my next two. Nothing else. That's it. It's time to go to TJ again. It's time to go to TJ. I need some tits and some tacos. Holy shit. I need a wife. And just toast. Got notes responding to baby mamas and shit. Yeah, I got notes for days. I did so much more too. Organizing the garage, finishing packaging Christmas shit. That just all the shit I never did, but I had to do it all. And I'm ADHD, and it was like, okay, put the load of laundry in, one ornament. Merch. Clean this area. Change the litter. Trash, you know, just nothing went in a row. It was just like a star. I walk in each room and then grab a task, walk to the other room and got them all done like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like one third of a step each one. That, like connect the dots. And I have to write so many lists. And I just keep crossing them down. If I don't write these lists, nothing gets done. And I'm for sure autistic. It's official. I don't know how to operate regular. You guys in your fucking khakis. Fuck you. Look it, I'm funny. And now I can say I'm retarded because I am. How about them apples? Oh, you can't say that. You do what I do, ping pong ball. Huh? ADHD is not a mental illness. It is caused by childhood drama. And good thing I had a lot of that. No problem, God. Give me some more. This is easy. On a bright note, as I do the right thing, I'm selling out all my shows. It's funny how that happens. You do good. Okay, I took a few puffs. Okay. Something's got to give. It's in the Bible. They called it mana. Smoke of the manna. Christos was on weed, introspective. He had ADHD too. I read that in the Bible, the New Testament. Okay, never read the Bible, but I like that man in it. Namaste. They say Amen is actually an homage to an Egyptian god, Amen-Ra. Isn't that funny? And isn't it ironic
Don't you think?
I feel like I'm watching my son and I'm reverting back to baby instincts. Like I'm drinking my cup like a child now. My fingers are up. I'm like, grip it like a man, Greg. And I keep going like this. He's got these little hands. They're so cute. And he's got these long toes. Long toes. I don't need a maternity test. Look at his toes. Am I allowed to say that? Just kidding. I took one. It's mine. Okay. Maybe we'll edit that part. Uh-oh. Nah, leave it in. Leave it in. I am who I am. What are you going to edit? These bitches need to know. Cuckoo's Nest didn't even touch the notes. He finally started getting little stinky turds. It was smooth sailing for a little while there. First it was black tar, then it was this yellow mush. Now it's getting to be poop, and whew, things are shitty. Get it? Oh, wait, let's do some stuff. Sold out shows, homie. Oh, I should do that at the beginning. Sold out Ontario. Sold out San Diego, sold out Fort Wayne. Fort Wayne, sold out Louisville, late shows added. That's a good thing. Well, Papa's got some diaper bills. Holy shit. But I'm doing right shit and all my shit's selling out. I put baby mama up at the beach. I'm buying her new couch, new mattress. Her cat pissed on everything. I'm like, we ain't bringing the pee-pee. You know, I got fleas, you got pee. We got to get rid of something. Anyways, new apartment, ocean club, amenities, pool, jacuzzi, pool table, laundry, two-car parking, sliver of an ocean view. The front row was 1,100 more. Sorry, baby mama, back row. No, we got a little sliver. Ocean view? My son's gonna grow up right here. Isn't that fantastic? Oh yeah. We lied about our animals. What deposit? What pet deposit? Look away. You just get the license and the law changing anyways. Get your little EMO license. What that called? Adopt a pet? You know, they always got them at Trader Joe's fucking yeah. Pussies. What they called?
Emotional support animal.
ESA. Yeah, I said EMO, whatever. Oh, more sold out shows. Sold out Netflix is a joke, Los Angeles. Sold out San Diego. Oh, your boy. Your boy started raising a child and selling out. The timing is perfect. The timing is perfect. I got pocket knives to buy to give them. I got a whole collection I showed. I don't have to buy any, actually. I'm going to give them mine. But then I need to buy new ones for myself. My full circle of life. Circle of life, people. Just breathe, Craig. Just breathe. My phone went off. Let's see if it was important. Ooh. Yes, it is. Comedy Store spots. All right, muting the phone. Sorry, son. You'll have to wait. I got work to do. Papa's got to... So I'm at the Comedy Store Friday night, 11:45, in the original room. I'm up at 11:45. Show probably starts at 10. 10. There's nothing better than spots at the Comedy Store. There's nothing better. And the improv. And then the Laugh Factory. Don't clip that. But improv main room and Comedy Store any room, fantastic. Lab. It's great. It is what it is. I still do it all the time. I love it, but it's hard. It ferments you, though. It cooks you. Because that shit is silent. Silent. I don't know what it is. It's just like, this thing on. Whoa, tough crowd. Okay, notes. Get to the notes. taking notes, bro. This guy is off. I say to myself at least 6 times a day, damn, you are off your rocker. In a good way. You gotta say, you know. I can't find it. It just says Costco. Oh, I gotta turn in a guest list. Too many notes. Furniture day. Oh, fuck off. No more work. No more. There it is. Podcast notes. Help moving furniture. I gotta move furniture. This is terrible. Change diapers and move furniture. I gotta sell out theaters. I need a night nurse. I need a maid. I need it. You should only have kids if you're filthy rich. I think that's the moral of the story. I'm winning. But, you know, like, I just put her up at an Ocean apartment with the deposit. I gotta move the furniture. You gotta. You can't just fucking. Just, anyways. Why do all drug dealers have nice aquariums? They do. That's a tweet. I found that in a note. I'll say it again. That's a true statement. The good kind, too, with the coral and the uni, whatever it's called. Oh, yeah. I'm going to have baby mama on the podcast. Probably give it some time. But I kept wanting to have my baby mama have the baby with dolphins. She kept being like, no. I was like, okay. Fucking just saying. And,
like in the pool with dolphins?
In the ocean. Probably better in the pool. But he can't float away. He's got a cord on him. It's a tough cord. He doesn't even need oxygen. Water. He's got it through the tube. She kept fighting me on that one. That's the only thing we ever fought about. I said I want him to speak sonar. He comes out going, he can hear so good. He speaks two languages, human and dolphin. Telekinesis. That's something different, Craig. That's something different, isn't it? Oh, boy. That's some good weed, I tell you what. Oh, that just says, these are all tweets. I never save drugs. There's no saving drugs. Who is saving drugs? You got a drawer full. What are you, nuts? Get to smoking. Get to munching. Do what you got to do. I don't know. That's why I can't have it. These are all tweets. You eat McDonald's and you shit a Lego. You just poop a Lego. You eat a cheeseburger and you shit a 20-piece Lego set. You can tell you gotta get that weed out of here. These are stoner thoughts. These are stoner thoughts. This one just says smartphone my ass. Damn, I am funny, dude. That is, I'm so happy. I always knew I was funny because I had like no self-worth in any other category at all. But I was like, but I'm funny. And you get places in life and women show you their tits. Don't say that. You have a son now. When you're funny, though, you're like, eh? And they're like, all right, one tit. No, I'm the only one. I'm the only one. All right. It's called charm. Good luck, you square suckers. Yeah, Mr. Poindexter. He can't. He doesn't even know how to smile. He's just numbers. He's like that, you know. You know the Poindexters. They can't even. Lighten up. Go do some mushrooms and stop wearing tidy whities, you fucking nerds. You fucking nerds. My dad's old friends are just like, that's not funny and I don't understand it. I'm not reading that bullshit. Just funny names. That's what it was. My dad's friends are like Roy. Lenny, Carl. You know, it's funny names. Just old painters and gamble and got crusty knuckles. Fucking men. This pansy over here didn't want to move a furniture. These guys do it every day. Good luck, Roy. Fucking Sherman. That was all his friends' names. Sherman. Plumber, gambler. They're all dead now. Too many hot dogs. Too many hot dogs. That's not funny at all. Oh, that's a note. We need to make clips of all my callbacks of Beat Me, the Beat Me punchline.
Yeah.
And just like a playlist, like the 8 jokes, 9 jokes. I got beat a lot. Oh, poor me, poor baby. No. Oh, it's all right. Generational trauma continues. This is jokes, folks. It stops here. That's it. That one just says, I put turtle wax on my peckerhead. That shit shines. You can check your teeth for a peppercorn. Use it like a mirror. What a pervert. What a pervert. These are punchlines. These are tags. These are now joke notes. Because I was like, circumcision. It had a hood for 20 years. What happens to your car that has a car cover for 20 years? You pull it out, paint's nice, shiny. That's a tag for that. I have what I have, folks. I got circumcised at 20, so I talk about it. It's interesting. The more you talk about it, there's 1 to 2 people at the show that always go, me too. I just found out an older family member got snipped. I don't know if I should name him, but he ain't ever going to listen to this. He's old. He's 79. He doesn't know what a podcast is. But he got snipped. He got snipped at 79.
Damn.
Ouchie.
Yeah.
He Ubered there. And what a man. What a man. He Ubered to his own snipping. He had to get picked up, though. His wife couldn't do it. Daughter had to kill him. Awkward. Holy shit, you can't make this stuff up. What is happening? I don't know, but I need a nap. I need a nap, and I can't. I gotta go wash this kid's ass after this. God. Bring baby mama some soup. She's like, I'm sick. Big whoop. I'm just kidding. I'm there. I'm going to wipe booties and get her soup. It's just crazy. Too many tasks. I still gotta pair up my socks. That's the worst. Nobody wants to pair those up. They always stay in a ball in the corner. I'll get to that later. You ever so tired you don't even put the lids on your vitamins? You're like, I give up. I'll just leave you out. I'll be back tomorrow. What's the difference? So tired. Holy shit, life is so easy. It's called sarcasm, but your body doesn't know the difference. I used to say it the other way, now I'm saying it that way. Life's so easy. Oh! Alright. Now for some bits. How long have we been rolling?
Almost a half hour.
That's it? Feels like an hour has went by. Don't worry, I got bits. I'm a prop comic now. Oh, no, my Nikita and Madison gave me the cutest little sweatpants. Isn't this cute? Yeah, I'm this guy now. But look at that. The fucking sweatpants. You know that's cute. I tried to put them on Mr. Cat. He wouldn't stay still. These cute. Oh, they're so sweet. So support their salon. They have a salon in Hermosa Beach called Santo Salon. I got it all right. Did I do that? I did that the right way. Just cute gifts. They gave me gifts. I don't know what the hell that is, but it's cute. And a sweet little note and a little book about the moon. Good night, moon. Too many words, but, you know, mama will read it.
Yeah.
A fan gave me this, and that's just the cutest shit I ever did see. It's a Tupac doll made by hand on Etsy. Was Saeed from my son to post a photo. Post a photo of, I don't know, the lyrics just go, West Side in this motherfucker right here. And I post that with a picture of my son with Tupac, and we put, my son had the W, because he already be knowing. And then I'm just a little sentimental. I saved some stuff I didn't even know for him, but I chose now. He moved by the beach, and this was my beach towel as a child, and you can tell. And this is an old school Ninja Turtles towel. Look how faded it is. I had this when I was like 5 years old. And that's going to be my son's beach towel because Ninja Turtles are fucking badass. I think I need a new one, but it's vintage. It's vintage. And then I plan on giving my son the knives my father gave me at the age that my father gave them to me. So first up to bat is this little dagger. And my daddy gave it to me, I think I was like 4 or 5. He gave me 2 of them, but I was a kid, you lose one. I still got one though. He made the sheath. So I'll give that to my son when he's, I would say 5. We'll do 5. It's dull, people. Stop being a pussy. Fork is more dangerous than that little cute thing. Also looks like the knife on Cat's Eye, that little goblin. I don't like that movie, too realistic. I've seen that goblin in ayahuasca. And then my daddy gave me this buck knife when I was 9. And it later made it into the Scream movie. And I was like, already got it. He gave this to me when I was 9. And then it was on home videos, but my family lost them because nobody loves us. That was dark. And I pull it out, and my dad wrote to, Craig Jr., love Nana. He blamed Nana. And I went, thanks, Nana. And then my dad just starts laughing, and you hear my mom go, Craig. It was like a sitcom. And he gave me that when I was 9 years old. I was in the 4th grade. I was like, look at this knife. And they send you home from school. Fucking pussies. It was just like, look. It wasn't like, look, you know? Gentle, nice, no violence, just look at my big buck knife that every 9-year-old needs when they don't hunt. I'll wait till he's 10. We'll do 1 year later because my daddy, you know, he's skewed. He skewed Craig. Chopped and skewed. And then he gave me this one when I was like 16. But that's standard. Every man should have this buck. It's the rules. It's the rules. They make them stiletto. Oh, shit, that's right. He gave me a switchblade, too, my pocket knife. This is getting a bit weird, isn't it? Craig, that's me. Chris is scared. He just looked, he went. No, it's just fun. He gave me this one when I was like 16. I was in high school. You need protection. It's a comb. It's not a comb. No, it's from Italy. So these are the knives I'm going to give my son that my daddy gave to me. And that's cute. Family tradition. I'll add a year. And yeah, that's the show. I'm done. The knife show. No, I just found all those knives. So I was like, my dad gave me all these. I should give them to my son. Keep it moving forward. Keep it positive. You get a Topo Chico's. Yeah, I've just been a little glass-eyed. Either from the marijuana or my son. And I get good night's sleeps. He lives with baby mama. I go home. But I was like, we have to build her up in the new apartment before I hit the road. And then thank God for my sisters. Babysitter. How do single parents do it? I don't, my my heart always went out to them, but now that I have to do it with several humans to help. Can you imagine that? And that's why suicide's so high. That's too dark, Craig. That's too dark. It's too hard is what it is. Why doesn't America have better support for those single mommies? Single mommies. And that's it. I am just pooped. Zoom invitation. I said, these people didn't listen. Hang on. Business. They keep messaging me to Zoom, and I said Wednesday. Is today Wednesday?
No.
Today's not Wednesday. You fucked up. That's on you, motherfuckers. I said Wednesday. I have stuff to do. I got booties to clean. I guess mine. So yeah. You're right, Craig. Two booties. I didn't even shower for this. I was like, oh, I'll have time to take a shower. No, you don't. I'll have time to go in the ocean real quick and reset my energy. No, you don't. You're just surviving because you have a child now, and he's barely a month. He's 1 month. And I'm just like, when are you going to walk? No, I'm kidding. I don't want to rush it. I'm enjoying it, but it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And then he's already like growing at an exponentially fast rate. All he does is eat and drink tit milk. It's crazy. He's got it made. Vitamins and titties, minerals. Any questions? I got nothing. I think it's going to be a short one today. I'm pooping
out. Sure, yeah.
I got up at 6 a.m. Oh, God. Because I had to, you know? I didn't even set an alarm. My body just woke up, and I knew better. So I was like, if you force yourself to go back to sleep, you're going to have that weird dream sleep, and you're going to wake up way later and more tired, and you have way too much shit to do. So I just executed like a dozen things, that life shit that you wish you had $50 billion because then you just have a, what's that called? Maitre d'. Is that what
they call it? I don't think so.
Whatever. What are they called?
Like an au pair?
Just that guy on, what's an au pair? I love pairs.
It's like a live-in nanny, I think.
Yeah. I want an au pair, and I want the guy from Mr. D's. You're very, very sneaky. That guy.
A butler.
Yeah, Mr. Belvedere. I need a Belvedere. And not the booze. Get your devil out of here. You drink the booze, you lose, kids. Oh, my God. I got to go drink some dog dewormer. I've been horny lately. The amount of weird shit I say. Oh, my goodness. I'm aware. It makes me laugh. But I don't even, it just comes out, you know?
Yeah, when I showed up today, I thought you were putting on a performance for me in your garage. Then you saw I was coming.
No.
But you were just talking to yourself.
Yeah, you caught me.
Grunting.
Yeah. Oh, shit. No, that's not a show. You scared the fuck out of me. I was like, big man, big garage. Where'd you come from? I was in my head just going, I don't know. What was I doing? I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah, you were... I think you might have said like thug life or something, and you were grunting.
Mm-hmm. That sounds about right. That's that West Side.
Yeah.
I'll West Side a cardboard box. West Side. I get manic, but in a good way. Like that was mania, but in a get it done. Like literally soldier, I told you. Just walking room to room to room, getting bit by bit by bit. In little increments, all in different orders. Nothing was straight, no straight line. And I just grunt and sing and be weird. And yeah, That's it, man. People think this is an act. Nope. I'm a fucking cookie monster. My accent changes all the time. I don't even have any control over it. And I'm like, what the fuck? It goes from Mexican to Southern to cookie monster to normal. I lean in on stage, but it's not even intentional. I try not to. I try not to, and I'm like, you're doing it. I'm like, I don't know how to do it, you know, another way. It's so weird. Copious amounts of drugs dropped on my head at least 2 to 4 times as a, you know, bad business infant. And, you know, dark stuff. I don't want to talk about. And you just come out crooked.
You got your face stomped.
Oh, yeah, that too. But that was later. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. This cement. Some stuff's happened. What am I going to do? I still eat tuna. I still get toast with butter. Big old booties in my face. Oh, no, don't say that. Don't say that. That's my favorite part of the day. Put it right there. Just tired. Just haven't had a chance. Been whacking it, you know. You do what you got to do. You survive. Everything's going to be all right. I just saw Bob Marley in theaters. It was a bit fast. Did I talk about that yet?
Yeah.
It was just rushed. They put his whole life, and they didn't highlight any dark shit. And I know there's got to be something. Come on now. But, of course, he was a saint and an angel and a truth teller. And the man, I mean, his biggest demon was he wasn't there for his kids. He cheated on his wife. But he's Bob Marley. Come on. Papa's a Rolling Stone. Who's got a tour? It's crazy. He provided for them, and they had to raise money to get his rights back because the music industry's evil, but they got it back. They got it back. So that's awesome that they own his likeness and music, because that's not always the case. Anyhow, still a good movie. Still made me cry. Still very moving. You know, I didn't even watch Elvis because everyone said it was 3 hours long, and I was like, I ain't got time for that. But then now that Bob was like an hour and a half, I'm like, that was too rushed. You can't put his whole life into that quick. It just jumped too much. Mm-hmm. And you're like, wait, how old is he now? Put the year on the bottom. What does that mean? I don't know. It looks the same to me. It's Topa Cheeks, y'all. I'm sorry. I apologize. You drink bubbly water and talk for an hour. Arr. See, it happened. I had a stroke. I'm sorry, stroke people. If you have a stroke, I'm so sorry. I didn't do it to you. But I am sorry. You know, that's a rough ticket. It was, you know, I'm not trying to poke fun. I was just poking fun. Oh, but with light. Okay. Let's wrap it up. The rapture. I'm ready. Whether I go up or burn, I'm ready. I am fucking ready. I haven't even hit the road yet. That's so hard. I have so many dates. It's so crazy. It's so good, but it's so wild. It's just a lot. That's how I get my money. Get me my money. It's fucking dope. I don't work for no goddamn corporation. Poquito, but it's comedy clubs. They're not BlackRock. They could have some better food, though. I tell you what, they could have some more nutritious food. Is it so hard to have a good menu? Half of them, it's awesome, and half of them, like, no, please, stop it. How the fuck you fuck up chicken tenders, you know? Just get them at Costco, you fools. What do you do? What do they do? Where'd you get your chicken tenders from? The port of Los Angeles? The harbor? It's fucking, yeah, that's the problem. It tastes like diesel. Okay, Greg. Let's get back to the good stuff. That's all I got, man. I know I've said that like three times. I just searched for an idea. When you're running on empty, I'm just tired. Just so tired of this kid and moving. But it's all worth it. I will say this. I know I've been joking around about the, you know, just never-ending task. First of all, life's hard solo. And then you add a little guy you got to feed all the time and wipe his ass or he gets rashes. You're like, oh, come on. And he's always pissing on me. They pee when it gets cold. You open the diaper. What is that? It's cold. So they just pee. As soon as you open it up. Psst. Anyhow. I point it down now. I learned. He got me again at the doctor's office. He pissed on me. He peed right on me. They said, take his diaper off. Got to check his balls because his balls hadn't dropped yet. One was still in them. That's normal, apparently. I said, well, get it out of him. Flick it down. Come on, doc. Such a trip. And then your balls drop again when you're about 15. They double drop. First, they're in you. Then they're just high and tight. And then they hang low. Then they hang low. Man, I seen some old nuts at the YMCA, bro. That shit was like a foot long. I was 12. Me and my buddy Dave Molina walked in. We just seen this fat, hairy dude with those ugly moles with the tags. Those fat, hairy tags and the Brillo pad on the back. And his balls were almost down to his knee. They were about this. They're about 3 inches shy from his knee. And he must have been about 84. And we're 12. I'll never forget that. That was awful. That was awful. These old foot-long balls. Dick nowhere to be found either, by the way. Just long, hairy balls. Ugh. Gross. I guess that's rude. Dude, we had some good times there. We play racquetball. We went in the jacuzzi. I don't know how to say this, but it is what happened. Me and my homie were in the jacuzzi. I think I've told the story before, but it is so funny to me. We're just like 12 or 13, and we're going in the Y at this time to play racquetball and have fun. And we go in the jacuzzi at the YMCA, and this it's just me and my buddy, Dane, and then this kid walks up, and he had Down syndrome, and he gets in the water with us, and he had these snorkeling glasses on, and he dunked underwater, and he lifted the goggles and filled it with hot chlorinated jacuzzi water, and he put them back on, sealed up, and he came up, and he just looked at us, and we were like, hey, like, you know, like trying to help. Doesn't that hurt? And he just was like, just happy. And just getting his eyes just boiling hot bleach water. And I was like, okay, buddy. All right, I love you, dude. We didn't know what to do. We're 12. Well, I'll never forget that either. We're like, holy shit. We're over here, you know, trying not to get the bubbles in our eyes. This guy's just marinated like it's carne asada, dude. Just fucking soaking it in. Different strokes for different folks, I say. They say, I say, oh, what's the difference? Anyways, wild. Wild times. You don't forget stuff, you know, those good memories. Jacuzzi, my brain, my ADHD brain. Now I'm just remembering jacuzzi stories. Like it was that one, innocent as a kid, and then it was like skinny dipping in my nana's old folks community with girls drunk after the bar. And sneaking in, this girl I was dating. I was like, let's go to my nana's jacuzzi. and have sex. You know, it was like 7 p.m. I'm like, they're old. They ain't coming. Just hitting it in the old folks' community. 1,000 people live there, you know? What a lunatic. I was drinking at the time. I didn't have a jacuzzi or my own place. I live with my mama. But you got to get your rocks off somehow. I remember sneaking in a jacuzzi. It was my buddy's last night to the Navy, I think. And we're all partying. And my ex-girlfriend just got in with her tits out. And all my friends were just staring at them. And I'm like, damn, man, this is awful. We just broke up. And I was like, she's mad at me. I could tell. You just showed all my friends your tits and they're so nice. And they weren't mine anymore, you know. I was like, let me get one last. Honk, honk. Boy, that was an awkward night. Should have just went home. You think back. You're like, you don't have to be there, Craig. I was like, no, got a cock block. They're going to run a train on my ex. Call me old fashioned, but I don't want that. Holy shit, I've dated some crazies. And I know, I am guilty too. Takes two to tango. I'm probably number one crazy. Not anymore, we're changing our ways. You're like, okay, Craig, this whole podcast said otherwise. It said otherwise. Said you're a hot mess, but damn, you're funny. And we get to laugh at your pain. That's what you said. I'm a survivor. Yeah, I think that's it for real this time. We hit an hour? I think we hit an hour.
With the intro, we will.
Oh, that's what I was going for. With the intro. Okay. Let me end on a little caffeine and a prayer. Liquid IV with 100 milligrams of caffeine. God bless you. Because if it wasn't for this and this fucking, that pookie would be pretty inviting. All right. No cat sat on my lap. What we got? Just Louise and a bunch of pocket knives.
Come here, baby. Come on in for the prayer.
Let us pray. How do you do prayer? Oh, great. This is a new shirt and it's going to get cat hair all over it. That's not the prayer. This isn't a prayer. I don't know how to pray. I pray so weird. I'm like, I can't even think of how, like, I'll be on the beach and be like, yeah, motherfucker. Thank you, you know, like that's it. I'll just cuss and say thank you. Yeah. These cats are just good. Look at that. Get yourself an animal because kids are a lot of work. No, it's fulfilled. Oh, I never finished the thought. ADHD brain. My words got stuck. It's fulfilling in a way that I cannot describe. Having a child and manning up and doing what's right and not just ditching them, because that would be some guilt, I tell you what. And fools do that shit. That's crazy. That's crazy. Because it's just like, it's also why I think I'm being blessed on all my sold out shit, the timing of it. Oh, look, you're doing what's right and you're getting stuff. I don't know. That's how I feel. Those are my thoughts. Because it just feels good, but not like, I can't explain it. It's fulfilling. What was I going to do? Just blow it on knives and guns, you know? Now I got to, I mean, a little bit, just a little bit. But now I have to have a good life for my boy. And it does something. It fills your vessel with good stuff. The good juice, the love. And you're like, oh, this all for you. And now I get why parents are like, if you only knew what I had to do. Because, like, you don't understand it until you have to do it. And then you do it, and it's fulfilling, and you now understand everything that your parents went through. It's a trip. It's a trip. And eat some mushrooms. It helps. Colors. Colors. Oh, I forgot the sponsor. We're developing a flavor, too. A loosey-goosey flavor.
Nice.
Hang on. One second. And
where's the cute little knife?
This is how you survive parenting. Colors gummies and a bitchin' pocket knife. This is I was looking for the small one. This is a bit aggressive. Never cut towards yourself, but whatever, dude. I'm a pro teaching you what to do, what not to do. Dude, Colors gummies. Look at this. Look at that. Get the knife out of here, Craig. Get the knife out. Oh, there's the little knife I see now. Oh. That's how you keep the peace. That's how you keep sane. You take these gummies, and then you don't yell at your son anymore. Do you want to be a good father? Take Colors gummies. There's a poquito bit of mushrooms in there. And they're good for the soul. Make you smile. Make you look at nature. Make you want to hug your mommy. Make you want to be a good man. Okay, that's confusing. It's like that way, you know? Like, okay. Get yourself some Colors gummies. We'll provide all the links. And then what was the code? Lucy15?
Yes.
Yeah, I remembered. Lucy15. Order yourself a case, because you know you'll need it. You know you'll need it. Look how many cases I got. This is nothing.
That's crazy.
We're fucking winning, bitch. Let's fucking go. West Side. And that's how you survive parenting. Because if I didn't have mushrooms, I know I keep saying it, but that gun's looking inviting. That gun is looking real tasty. But you just eat mushrooms and put your ass on the grass, and then you're like, I love the world. My son is everything. God is good. Don't look at the war. Look at the beach. Look away. And you just feel good. Yeah. That's it. That's our show, everybody. Get yourself some mushrooms. Colors website. It's in the link. I don't remember. Lucy15 is the discount code. Get you 15% off your purchase of mushroom medicine. Who needs some medicine? Get off your head meds made by petrochemical companies Lockheed Martin. I don't know. I'm just saying stuff. But you know they're criminals. Look at that. Look at all this shit they've been found guilty of. Try finding a company that hasn't had to pay out millions of dollars for some horrific shit. This one, it's clean. Mushrooms. Yeah. Mom and pop, baby. And I've tried at least 8 to 10 different companies. I don't like chocolates at all anymore. You never know what you're going to get. There's no week. Every day it's different. I don't need that. I got diapers. I take these gummies. Micro dose. Just micro. You need like 8 to 10 to trip. That's a lot of sugar. Anyways, I love you all. Vibrate higher always. I don't know what we're going to call this. Fucking mania. Or always tired. No, that would be...
Running on empty.
Running on empty. Yeah, that's a good one. Running on empty. Now I get that song. It was about parents. It was about parents. Whew. I love you all. Stay silly. Stay positive. Go to the beach. Not war. It starts here. It starts here. I've been battling every day of my life. I got the little spit right there because I'm a child still. I love you all. I'll see you soon. Oh, shit. Bye-bye.
Hello, hello, hello. Is there anybody in there?